You're listening to the Boo Boys podcast.
Do we have another thing to go directly into, or can I just ask some questions?
Ask some questions.
Okay, so one by one, do you guys like? Okay, so A, let's go with. Do you believe extraterrestrial life is out there? I think we all agree on that one.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So yeah.
Do we think it's ever been here? And when did we either start or stop believing in whichever one we believe in?
Wait, when did we start believing it was here?
Yeah, what do you think made you believe that they had been here?
Oh.
Or what do you think makes you believe that they haven't been? You know, just get, like, what do you...
Daniel, yeah, you start.
I would say... I would say...
So nobody can say a dumb reason after the scientific reason.
Exactly.
It's all planned. I see. No, I mean, I think what made me believe was, I mean, specifically that they exist, that, like, right, there's like, millions or, I think, millions or billions, I forget exactly, like, stars in the Milky Way, and it's estimated that each star has, like, 3 to 4 planets or something like that, at least. And so... That means that there's like billions of planets, right, just in the Milky Way. And if there's like billions or an infinite number of galaxies, then that means there's also even more planets. And, you know, and since life, yeah, sure, it's like kind of, at least it, how it got created was like, it's kind of like winning the lottery, right? Because all these like proteins have to make all these like little combinations. And then eventually one of them is correct and the protein can like self-replicate. And then that just goes in a cascade and eventually becomes like a cell, right? And then we, a few billion years pass and we're here, right? That is extremely unlikely that it happens. But if there's like trillions of planets in the entire universe, and so many of them probably have like all the chemicals that we have, right? It's probably likely that at least at some point this happened again and life rose up. Whether or not they're sapient like us, that's another discussion as well. But, you know, like we could also be like one of the few that actually got to this point. I don't know. But I do believe that there is life out there, and I don't think that they're like galaxy spanning species because, well, I mean, I guess they could if they're really far, but if they were kind of close to us, we would definitely see like, I guess, evidence of that. I mean, I guess they could if you like you know, if they like shroud us or whatever, but it's, you know, tangent. I think just on the sheer numbers, it's pretty likely that there are aliens. And I think the best evidence that we have currently, actually, is that Oumuamua asteroid, that like when it passed by, when it passed by the sun, it actually started accelerating on its way out, which is really, right now, nothing's going to do that. No natural thing's going to do that by itself. It has to have some propulsion system. And that was really cool. Sorry, what?
You think that might have been a craft?
Yeah.
A lot of people think, yeah, it was like a drone or like, it's just some self-propelling craft. I mean, personally, what I think is, the whole idea, eventually how we will scour the entire universe is basically by creating this like drone craft that can go to another solar system, find a planet like me, you know, that has iron and silicon or whatever, can replicate itself and then send more of itself to other systems. And then this happens for like a couple hundred thousand years and it will just propagate towards the entire universe really, really quickly, you know, relative right to just sending one craft out. And then so basically what happens is the craft would observe a star, see if there's life there, and if it's time to replicate itself, it'll stop. Right, but then when it sees life, then it has to report back to the home world. So I think it would be cool if like this craft was one of those self-replicating machines that's like, oh, detected us. Now it's on its way back to its home world. I mean, if that's true, we probably won't see them for like another couple thousand years. I say, it'd be cool.
I'm like an astro, like a question of someone who actually knows shit about space science. So just based on my like dumb monkey knowledge, the shape of the asteroid didn't like I would always I guess assume an asteroid just based on where its center of gravity is would be more rounded. Like, it would all kind of collapse into a more of a ball shape.
Yeah.
Like a tube just with all Is that, like, does that hold any merit? Or is it just to the point of, like, well, you're in space, you're in a vacuum, kind of any shape is possible?
That was the biggest thing that a lot of people didn't understand, because like their measurements was that it either had to be a giant square, like a thin square, and that doesn't make any sense. That's just a solar sail, which is really pretty resemblant of what we could create, or it's just a long cigarette shape. Yeah. Simply, I think we know that because of how much light was reflecting off of it and how massive it was. And taking those two things into account, we were like, okay, well, it can only be these two shapes, basically. And none of those shapes are natural. And we don't really know what, at least that natural that we can think of. Yeah, so you're right. I mean, we're like, oh, how can that be made in nature? It's not really a thing that normally occurring, like a cube in nature or like any right angle. I mean, it's possible, but it's really, really unlikely, I guess. Yeah. So, yeah, so that was the biggest, like, whoa, what? And also that it was accelerating out, right? Because we were observing it out of the sun, and we were like, okay, based on calculations, it should be here. When we observed it there, we're like, oh, it's not here. Where is it? And then it looked a little bit forward, and it was like, oh, it's accelerating. That's weird. And they rechecked the calculation multiple times. We're like, no, this isn't wrong. It should be, like, it should be this. It shouldn't be accelerating, so... Yeah, that's like the biggest, I think, biggest piece of evidence we have so far.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's my... So I believe there's aliens.
It's a pretty good reason.
Yeah, no, that, like, I didn't know it was accelerating. That's wild.
Part of all that.
Yeah.
Kelly, Ivy, you got
one? Sure.
Me first? Okay. Yes. And I think if they were here, it was probably like 10,000 years ago or something-ish. And they probably haven't been here since. Like, I don't think that they're just like regularly dropping in, grabbing people. Like, if they were here, like, it takes a long time to travel that far unless somehow they can like warp or something. And at that point, what they wouldn't... I understand why they wouldn't want to make contact with us for a shitstorm, but like,
What if they're a bigger shitstorm? Like,
true. What if they're just fucking idiots?
Maybe they're trying to figure out how we keep it so good here versus there.
Yeah. Oh, keep darn our planet. Just like,
how are they?
I don't know. That's the story I would subscribe to, though, more than anything.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That they're worse off than we are.
Like, that aliens are at least as bad or worse than humans are.
Yeah, like, there was actually...
The president is, like, grinding up babies and snorting them or some shit.
You know? Yeah. Right, but, like, that's my thing, right? The whole thing is, unless you're, like, some collective hive mind, there's no way to gain, like, complete 100% unity across an entire species.
Yeah.
Which we always seem to default to when it comes to aliens somehow.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, that's just not really realistic. Yeah. Like, the way that life is created and stuff like that, the diversity that's just inherent in it is just way too
Well, there crazy. Are a lot of forms of life where that is the case, though. Like bees.
Yeah.
I think of a bee.
Yeah, bees,
like,
yeah.
Like, for, like, higher sentient beings that can, like, create, like, say, things like StarCraft and, like, you know, things that can...
Yeah.
Like,
what if they're just super smart bees?
No, but that's actually interesting you bring that out, Joey, because actually, even with bees, right, the hive in itself is, like, a little hive mind, but it encounters another hive with another pheromone, it like attacks it, right? So it's so it could be also along the same lines. You could think of the hive mind as a single entity, and even then, if there's other hive minds, they will still fight each other, right? Or like not like each other. So actually, even on that respect, even in nature, it happens a lot with ants as well, right? One of my favorite conspiracy theories is I remember reading about when I was smaller, a little small tyke, was the one about that there are actually two sets of aliens. There's a set of aliens that came, right, when the Greek mythology and everything, like, you know, how they described them being in chariots and they would fight each other of lightning, blah, 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 right? They were just describing apparently how, their weapons were, like, just lighting up the sky. So a theory is that... Right, those aliens were originally, like, they were breaking some, like, treaty and they were interacting with us way too much, and so or some like law that they have. And so then the main aliens that like, right, the leaders of the Galactic Federation, they stepped in and they were like, yeah, you can't do that. Stop. And then they didn't want to. And so then they fought each other. And then eventually they like kicked them out because we're like some little like, habitat. And basically until we're like strong enough to be, probably sound crazy, but it's pretty fun theory.
Feeding the ducks.
Well, there's a South Park episode where they basically say that like Earth is a reality show for the rest of the universe.
Yeah.
One of the things they say to justify it is like, well, you didn't notice that there's all these different kinds of life on your planet. Like, normally there's like a planet of deer, a planet of apes, a planet of Asians, a planet of white people, and then you guys are just a conglomeration, and that's why everything's so crazy. I just thought that was hysterical and kind of fed into your point. I was going to make another point that slipped my mind talking about that one. So
yeah, it would make sense if there were anything like us, I guess, right? We're shifting towards a more progressive humanitarian like ideas. Doesn't seem like it, but slowly over time we are, right? If the overarching Federation had that, they would probably put us in like preserves until we're like a stronger species. As they see, is that what?
Until we like,
until we're like fully developed, and then we can join their little federation.
Not until we understand space and travel.
Yeah, exactly. And they probably put a lot of effort to making sure that they stay as like mythology, just like gods, right? Because apparently there were like gods that would walk with people, like in the Egyptian tales. Like there were rulers that actually had like the heads of like birds and stuff. Like that's where Ra comes from, and so stuff like that. Like they're not gonna be like hybrid humans or whatever. I don't know. But anyways, it's a whole rabbit hole there too. It's pretty fun to think about.
I remember the other point I was gonna make. That first thing you were talking about where there's like the two sets of aliens theory, that reminds me of I think they either built off of that or like maybe just had congruent thinking when they made the Predator remake, which was terrible but had Adrian Brody in it, and I think it was Adrian Brody, and the whole thing is that there was like a small race of predators who like came here at first to hunt people, and then there was like a bigger race of predators who showed up to hunt them, but they're like the same build and all that, just one is like scaled up like double, and then eventually like, humans team up with the smaller ones to kill the big one, and then the smaller one just fucked up.
So the explanation you gave that movie is that like I think the smaller race, that's like their test for becoming like a stronger predator or whatever, and like the bigger one is just like a experienced predator, and he comes into like the final test or whatever.
Race who's just like likes to hang out with us, and there's another.
The smaller ones are just like teenagers, basically, and they're like, "Yeah, this is your test for becoming a real predator," and then the other ones are just like older adults or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Mouse man.
Excuse me. What did you say?
It's a predator puberty, something else.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
You haven't even gotten your shoulder gun yet, nerd.
What a nerd. Let me guess, next year you say you haven't hit your growth spurt.
Wakes up in the morning, he's invisible, like, Mom, oh my god!
But the Predator makes it really clear that he still gets laid.
I'm never going to live that down. Oh my god, that was the most awkward statement I've made in a month.
Always come full circle. That's part of what Dalton pays us for.
Yeah. Well, he always comes. You don't have to worry about him.
Exactly. He always, at least once a week, just saying, not as much as he would like, but at least once a week.
At least.
It's like helicopters.
Yeah.
It's like putting the scroll on the cinnamon bun.
Yeah. Don't worry, Kelly. He still has nothing on you. He doesn't have a vasectomy.
Yeah, that's true. Chopped off. Remember? What if that's actually what they did? They just chopped a dick off and just. Like, no anesthesia. Hey, you go in, there's just like a chopping block, and there's a dude sitting there with an axe. He's like, my man.
Present yourself.
You know, you can actually get it enlarged. They like cut the ligaments on like the inside of your pee-pee, and like it gets bigger.
They can actually do an extension too. You, they can take tissue from your calf and actually add it into your penis.
Yeah, yeah.
Make those pee-pee ligaments into ligaments.
Nice. Nice. Jelly, that'll really help you because then you'll make sure that'll make sure that you know you, at least once a day, right?
If I chop my dick ligaments?
No. If you enlarge it, you know.
You need some help with the lady. You need to enlarge it. It's trying to help you.
I don't think this is.
I think that would definitely like pose the risk of like the ear infection on a whole other level. Like instead of the.
What if I'm just pouring fireball on my dick trying to cure it of the infection? And when I was a little kid, I was always like, "Oh, they're probably here all the time, just fucking with us." And just because I was a stupid little kid, I didn't like think through things, and I watched all those Ancient Alien shows and all that crap. And then it got to a point where I kind of put together in my head, like, oh, if these things are thousands and thousands of light years away, then nothing alive would ever come here. If it ever was here, they sent drones. And why would they give a fuck about us now when we're not spacefaring, when we're essentially, like, at an in-between stage between fledgling species we're at? So, like, would we give a shit if we found a new island and there were a couple monkeys there? There was, like, some species of monkey there. We wouldn't, like...
I think so.
Yeah, actually, like, I think they would do some extensive research into that.
Yeah.
But then would you go back 2,000 years later if it was, like, far too far away to get to and be like, oh, let me rephrase this. Would you go back weekly and just keep dicking with the monkeys, you know?
I mean...
It makes sense to me. If it was, like, such a far distance to travel. And then, like, I remember hearing about it, like, oh, well, if a warp drive exists, it would work like this. And then every, like, fucking 3 weeks, you hear, like, this guy might have disproved relativity and all that other shit. So I just, I was like, there's so much science that I just don't have, like, the fucking math for. Like, I just don't have the math for it. So if someone who is clearly smarter than me is like, well, a warp drive is theoretically possible. It's just that we don't have the math to get exactly to it yet. I'd be like, you know what? This dude probably knows more than I do. And then it was like, oh, when I finally fucking like heard that whole Bob Lazar story, like that's what made me buy it. Is like, I don't know why, but I believe that dude. Like, I trust him, yo. I don't know why, but I do. You know, like I just.
was that your inner Italian mafia member?
No, that was an impression of the Mexican dude from Half Baked when they come in. And then their dog is dead, and there's, like, some dude who's been sleeping on their couch the whole movie, and he wakes him up. He's like, hey, guy on the couch, you do this? And the guy's just like, nah. And he's like, I trust him, man. I don't know why, but I do. And
wow. Pretty good. So that's when you started believing in aliens.
Yeah, well, that's, like, that's when it made me, it made more sense to me that, oh, shit, they might have been here. And especially because in his story, he's saying that the craft they have crashed here thousands of years ago, and they got it out of an archaeological dig. And I was like, yeah. You know what, that would kind of make the most sense to me. Like, if it wouldn't be here while we have the actual technology to, like, videotape it, you know, out of all the history of the fucking planet or even just of the species. Yeah, so it was, like, that kind of thing. And then recently, this was kind of glossed over because of Corona, but the Pentagon straight up admitted that they have a craft that was on Earth. They didn't really give any other information about that, but they straight up said, like, they have a craft that was not made here. And then there was that, like, that naval pilot who recorded that little, like, fucking floating tic-tac thing above the surface of the ocean.
That was, like, from 2013, though.
I know, but I didn't know about it till like, 2-3 years ago.
And, get on your shit.
Well, okay, first off, Tom fucking DeLonge is the guy who leaked that. Okay.
Yeah, so he's been in it for years, ever since he left Blink-182. He has scientifically proven to, like, be doing that shit.
But he's in it, like, but his ultimate goal is to sell a product, and that's why I stray away from, like,
that's not
he's,
true.
Well, maybe not, but, like, that's what it seems like to me, because I know a lot of it comes back to, like, well, I'm part of this group, and we're trying to get, like, donations, and we're trying to sell these things and shit like that.
Yeah, but their group is specifically for investigating UFOs and things like that.
Yeah, but, like...
What else are they selling?
I just don't...
They don't have...
The dude who's saying, I don't trust anybody from Blink-182, all right?
They're alien groupies.
Where are you? I'm not into this, okay? Like,
he's asking the aliens where they are. What do you mean?
What is that? Like, that giant satellite, and he's just sitting there like, where are you?
Yeah, he's waiting for the beam back. And it'll just say, I'm so sorry.
Kesha wrote a whole song about it. No, she wrote a song called Spaceship.
Who did?
Tasha.
Wow. Tom DeLonge just pushing it out made me immediately think, like, I don't even care. And then when I did finally see it, I was like, oh, this is wild. And then I heard an interview with the actual pilot who recorded it, who was a naval commander. I was like, okay, if a naval commander is coming out talking about aircraft, he probably knows a little bit of what he's talking about, especially if he's a pilot specifically. And it was just wild to me that this was like the one time the government was, or at least that I can think of, where the government was not like, no, this is bullshit. Like, they're the first time they're like, all right, you know what? We don't, okay, you got us, all right? You got the video. We can't hide.
You got us.
I don't know what it is, you know?
You got us.
Like, imagine if we had cell phones when Roswell happened. Like, they wouldn't have, we would know exactly what that is, because there would be some teenager just like, wow, look at that, you know? I think it was just like, because of the way information is like stored and sent around and all that, it was like, you know, out. So they had,
oh, like during the Tunguska event, because apparently they found like a
panel, wasn't it?
Yeah, they found like a panel, like a weird panel at the like the crash site. That was also another thing I forgot to mention last time, that like that gave support to the theory that a craft crashed into the asteroid on purpose, because they found like some weird panel buttons there. And it was all like, yeah, black.
Was the craft self-destructing?
It's true. Could also be that. Yeah. Yeah.
Nicolet supposedly believed like super high in celestial beings and stuff like that too, and he actually credited a lot of his ideas coming from the stars.
I was gonna say, didn't he believe that they were like fucking beaming shit into his brain or something?
Yeah,
like
that? Yeah,
yeah. I tune into alien radio with my brain, and they tell me stuff.
Didn't he also like pay his rent one year with like what he said were plans for, or what he said was like a working death ray? And
yes,
and when the dude actually opened it, it was like a bunch of string.
Yes.
He has a quote that was supposedly stating, some planets are inhabited, but others are, and among these aren't, and among these must exist life under able conditions and phase through development. So it was said that he supposedly knew that there was life on other planets and stuff.
Interesting.
What's up, man?
You were on that episode, Daniel.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Yeah, probably. He's like, wow, interesting.
Interesting.
That's exactly. I was reacting just like I would any other time.
You can be on Google soundboard with that. That's going to be someone's text notification.
Huh. Interesting.
In the 1970s, I want to say, Arizona was just fucking popping for aliens at that time.
Because they probably just saw it from space and was like, I bet you no one lives there. And then they pulled up and they're like,
well, they're like, bet you no one lives there.
That location is too hot to have life. What the
people live there?
Travis Walton. So there is a documentary. I don't remember if it's on Amazon or Netflix. I've watched far too many. There is a documentary about Travis Walton where he goes into detail, and it's him and his two buddies that were actually, or his coworkers at the time, but they end up being his buddies because, you know, whatever. So anyway, they actually encountered a UFO, and Travis Walton supposedly was abducted and experimented on and stuff like that. And that was actually in Flagstaff, Arizona. And there was like a whole thing about it. And if you haven't heard of him, you should definitely like look up his documentary, because it's fucking wild. But in the 70s, he basically got abducted and probed and all this and that. And he only remembers bits and pieces. And there are like other people that were also picked up close to the same amount of time that he was picked up. And they also like have vivid memories of like weird things happening to them in a bright light and all this and that.
Well, that's interesting.
Never change, Daniel.
I just, that's so wild. Like,
I want to be abducted and probed.
You would. I mean, I'm sure you could probably get the probing part done fairly easily.
No, like by an alien.
I'm good where I'm at. Like, if they're like, hey, you want to go to space? I'd be like, cool. If they're like, hey, man, what if we had to put like a Coke can in your ass? Nah, you can leave me.
No, that's true. I would want to
probably have you on the spaceship, like light years away from Earth.
They're just like, hey, man, let's go to space. Navigator,
and then they drop me back off on Earth, and my fucking, like, my little brother is 37 years old, and I'm still 9.
Yep.
Remember that movie, The Navigator, that Disney movie?
Flight of the Navigator.
Flight of the Navigator, that's it, where the kid gets, like, abducted by aliens, and then he comes back, and, like, because of relativity, he's still the same age, and everyone's, like, 60.
Yep, and he feels like he was only gone for a few days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
brother.
What?
Older than his, doesn't his, like, now older, younger brother, like, try to kill him or something?
Yeah, his baby brother was, like, 75 years old or something.
He's, yeah. like, no, his parents are still alive. His
oh, they were? Okay, never mind.
His younger brother is now, like, 30-something, because he's, like, how come you get to be a kid? Now I'm a grown-up and I pay taxes and life sucks, what the fuck?
Probably because he got fucking abducted by aliens, bro, like.
Yeah, but he had a great time while he was gone. I mean, you know,
what if, like, 4 days after that kid got dropped off, he just, like, his body just broke up like a transformer, and he was just all, like, just started screaming, and he was all, like, bionic and shit, and it just started spreading, like that big ball mob thing from Akira, and it just, like, swallows the whole Earth, and his brother's riding the red bike down the highway trying to run from this fucking thing that just keeps conglomerating.
It's happening.
I've seen the movie Akira, right?
It's falling, I love it.
I don't want to hear you talk about pinball logic ever again.
I'm in love with this idea.
I've seen Akira. Come on. If you haven't, you can watch Akira. A lot of people say that. I don't know. It's awesome. A great way to pronounce it.
Yep. Nope. I've seen Akira. I can get behind this spot.
Yes. You could do this.
Yes. You don't
make
know
what it happened. This is our live action remake, even though the first one was also live action.
You know what? I would like to be. I would like to be abducted, not probed, but I would like to be conscious during the abduction, because, right, like, that's the age-old story. You get abducted, and you're like, oh, I see some figures on the thing, I think I was probed, blah, 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 but they don't remember anything. I want to remember stuff, I want to talk to them, come back, you know, and then I have an amazing story to tell.
I genuinely don't think I'm psychologically sound enough to be able to handle that. Like,
I can do it.
If that happened to me, I'd come out fucked. I would just, I'd be sitting in the corner just like for years. I'd be so fucked up at it. If I just got yoinked out of my window in the middle of the night and scooped up to a ship, and everything is like the white room from Space Odyssey, and I'm just like looking at a reflection of myself, and it's aging at like ultra speed. I'm just, my brain is like fucking collapsing, like Franklin Delano Roosevelt near the end, and I'm just like, oh my god! And then I just wake up in my bed, and none of it happened. I would, that'd be the worst experience of my life. Like,
what if the same experience?
What if the next day, Joey, I show up to your house, and I'm like, yeah, you okay? Like, when we were on the alien ship, you just kept screaming at the alien. Like, they were just like, dude, chill. Like, and they got us McDonald's, and you just kept screaming.
I don't like that. It's just freaking out.
What if it's like when you get a tractor beamed up, like it's the equivalent of getting a shot? The more you think about it, the worse it gets. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, God.
Like, just take your mind off it. Count to three with me. One. No.
What if instead of like softly lowering us back down, they just like push us from the edge of orbit, like that Felix Baumgartner dude who just fell for like 36 minutes in the Red Bull suit? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We just gotta like do that doom skydive, and all the people who die on impact just wake up back in their bed in like a different fucking timeline.
I don't have too many dreams like that, man. I don't know if I want to deal with that in reality.
Try to pick how I die. I feel like that's a good way to die.
You know, I'm like picturing this whole scenario, right? You and me get abducted, Joey, and like you for some reason keep taking like the more extreme options. Like the aliens are like, yo, you want to like just jump out the ship? You're like, yeah, let's do it. And you're screaming the whole time, right? And I'm like, and they're like, you could just take the elevator down. I'm like, yeah, let's take that down. you're just going insane. You're like going through all these experiences, and I come back to you. You don't remember saying yes to them. I'm just like, yo.
I just thought they did it to me. Like, yeah. We don't remember the decisions, we just remember the outcome. So we don't
know. Yeah, exactly.
Imagine having to sign a consent form on an alien spaceship to do some dumb shit.
Yeah.
The aliens that come down, they're like, this is notarized, okay? December 7th.
Yeah.
Wing games. How do I know what it says?
It's just something out of it.
It's all like hieroglyphs and like crop circle signals. And there's like a fucking paw print and shit, and like a picture of Doug Funny and all that other crap. Like,
yeah, maybe a little thumbprint.
Yeah.
No,
that's not even your signature. It's just my handprint.
Play handprint.
Again, this is this is all that you imagine, though. Like, the actual paper is just, like, normal English. And you're just, like, thinking, like, Wingdings and, like, paw prints and stuff. Just, like, you're just off the rails.
The same file is corrupted. Like,
it's like the alien version of clicking on a spam link. Like,
Yeah.
Aliens in your area. Want to meet you now.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. Single aliens waiting for your response. You just got five messages.
Yeah, what if this presents another possibility? What if the aliens are hot? Okay, would you Captain Kirk it and fuck the aliens? Let's be honest here.
Have you seen that episode of Ancient Aliens that talks about like the Nordic aliens?
I bet you they're hot. Are they hot?
Yeah, they're like really tall and blonde with blue eyes, and they have like luminescent, shimmery skin.
Oh, I don't want to fuck no Nazi aliens.
And they've left hairs behind, and then some people are like, that was real?
Do you think someone just said Aryans with a lisp, and it just like,
yeah.
Someone just interpreted it as aliens?
We're getting really dangerously close to cracking the code. That's what people show up at your house.
I got some Aryans.
That was in like Guardians of the Galaxy, wasn't it? Those like in the second one, there were those like everyone was like made of gold and like 6 feet tall and super thin. Mm-hmm. They all had like really angular fucking jawlines and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I say pretty much. I'm sorry, but
Jeff Goldblum was the runner of them, wasn't he? No, it was a different planet.
No, Jeff Goldblum was he was the different planet. That was Thor.
Yo, Ragnarok.
All the fucking same.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Great. That was like the best
one. I didn't say it wasn't good. I just said it's all the fucking same.
Yeah.
He owns the abyss or whatever.
Yeah, he's just like the first guy on that weird doom planet.
Jeff Goldblum is his own fucking alien.
Jeff Goldblum might not be human, let's be honest. Like, if the whole Men in Black premise was real about like aliens disguising themselves as humans and living among us, he'd be one of them. 100% Jeff Goldblum.
Absolutely, and he can still rail me anytime.
I came here from planet Neutron 7B. If you were to understand that space, it's a great filter, and a lot of these life forms don't get to where they're going, but life finds a way.
Joey, have you seen Earth Girls Are Easy?
No, this sounds terrible.
You gotta see it. Oh, it's so good.
You guys have seen the Killer Clowns from Outer Space, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think Daniel has.
Probably not.
Jeff Goldblum is literally an alien who comes to Earth and basically scores. Yeah.
It still blows my mind to think that Jeff Goldblum was a sex symbol at one point in time.
He still is.
At one point
in time.
Yeah. In my head, he is more now than he was when I was younger. Even though, like, I know he did The Fly in Jurassic Park and all that.
I mean, that was probably before you understood sexuality.
Yeah, he only understood it when he turned 16 and he got laid every day afterwards.
Yeah. He never missed a day of pussy.
You guys saw that shot of Jeff Goldblum on the table in Jurassic Park after he's injured? And I was just like, God damn. Fucking New Jersey ass chest hair.
Let's all remember that Joey is younger than all of us. Just FYI.
Not by much, if at all.
How much?
Are you guys all the same age?
No.
Okay, I see.
I'm pretty sure it's Kelly, Ivy, me, Daniel, you.
Little baby.
I'm a little baby. What?
So it's I believe just in fine. Aliens.
Copyright infringement. Oh, I'm sorry.
You believe in aliens?
The whole fucking. We got.
Why do you believe in it?
I don't want to. I wish I didn't.
You don't want to? Oh, wow. Yeah. This is like forced belief.
No, I have like, there's only a few things in this world that I'm legitimately afraid of, and that's needles, spiders, and aliens. And like, even to do this research that I did for this show, even to watch all the horror movies that I watch, including Aliens and stuff like that, for alien movies and stuff like that, I have to watch it during the day, or like if I'm doing research like this, I have to do it during the day or with people around, because otherwise I freak myself out. But no, I from a young age have always been like weirdly freaked out that I have this weird like just deep set into my mind theory that if you know that aliens are a thing or, like, are around or available, they will know that you know, and you will be a prime target for being abducted. And I don't know why I think that. It's just something I've thought for the longest amount of time.
That's also the
minds.
Wasn't
that one of the things that North Korean president could read minds and would know if you were going to think bad things about him?
Right. It kind of goes back to that whole, like, tinfoil hat thing. Not that I would ever do that, but, like, in my mind, I'm like, that's not a way to stop them from knowing that you know. But the moment you know, they know you know, and you're more likely to be picked up because now you're smart enough to be studied by them because you know about them.
Yeah, that was in the premise of Dark Skies. I think it was Dark Skies. Like the theorist guy, he was like, "I've known about them since I was little, so I've been abducted like 11 times or something like that."
Right.
And like he shows like the scar that he has like behind his ear.
So the premise in Dark Skies is that they choose the weakest family member at birth, right. And so if he knew about them from a young age because he was sickly and stuff like that. But I thought about this before that movie ever came out. And I worked at a movie theater when that movie came out, and I fucking hated having to deliver food during that movie I never had a chance to, like, sit down and watch it while I was, like, delivering food. So I always walked in at the parts where the aliens would show up, and all I could think about for the rest of the night were fucking aliens. And I'd, like, make myself paranoid about it the entire time, even though I know it's 100% something that's, like, stupid to even think about. But, like, you have that thought of, like, this is ridiculous and not a thing, but then that little piece of you is like, but what if?
Yes, exactly.
Picture a bunch of aliens, like, intercepting the recording of this fucking podcast and just laughing their asses off to it, like...
Are you gonna come hang out at my house now? Is that what we're doing here? Because you can't give me thoughts like that and then expect me to be here by
you post it outside the door now.
You have to guard her now.
Yeah. I'm not saying they're going to come for us. I'm just saying, what if they're like, these dumbasses? They don't even know that we're actually just fucking sending drones that look like us, dumbasses.
They're like, but they're not like, yeah, let's scare them. Let's like, let's show them what they have.
Exactly like us, and they just send robots that look all funny to fuck with us. Like,
doppelgangers. That's what's another fear.
Shadow people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So to get further into the idea of actually believing that aliens may actually be around, I obviously subscribe to the whole scientific idea of it being a very far away to travel, and time being just like of not the right essence and stuff like that. But I also have an idea that if aliens were to come here, assuming they wanted to, they more than likely have the technology and the availability to travel at speeds at which we may not be able to process as human beings. Like, our bodies may physically not be able to move at a certain speed, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there couldn't be other biological entities that could move at different speeds than us. So who's to say that there couldn't be some type of entity out there that is capable of traveling at that speed, even if it wasn't like a specific body like ours, where it's like a physical being? What if it's more of like a gas or, I don't know, some kind of like non-physical being? So there is still potential of there being the ability to move at a speed at which we as humans can't comprehend. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not there. It just means that they could be visiting us in a different way. And that's kind of how I interpret it a little bit more. But I also do think that there could be bipedal aliens, just because people are wild and there are so many different variations that people have claimed to see, and like too many accounts of people that have never been able to see a movie or like read certain things that are able to enact the same visuals over and over time and again. Even at a time when there wasn't like a mass media availability, people were still able to draw pictures of these weird beings and claim they were from the skies.
God damn it. I paused too long. I forgot my question.
No, Daniel, bring it back.
No, what was it? So yes, about the gases. The gas traveling. So yeah, so it's interesting. So how would you think a gas alien would look like? Would it just be like a nebulous cloud of like telepathy or something like that, or
sort of Star Trek?
Yeah, I mean,
have you ever seen like any of the Green Lantern, one of the Fantastic Fours, I think, has a big cloud villain.
Like, Rick and Morty?
Rick and Morty. Oh, yeah, Rick and Morty. Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Well, I mean, I just think it's interesting, like, the gas life forms.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a gas per se, but, like, I think in the sense of human biology, a lot of the way that we interpret our own being is a lot of electrical impulses. So
yeah.
You don't necessarily need to be a walking meat bag in order to have electrical impulses available.
There is like a theory that like there could be silicon-based life forms because we're carbon-based, right? So silicon is like probably at least that we can think of, like one of the only other materials that could be like what life is mainly based off of. And that would open up a lot to our own minds. To our own mind. Yeah, to our own mind. Yeah, exactly. You're right. So there could be like just so many different, like, because also we think in logarithmic senses. And I think, it wasn't hexadecimal, some other base. But anyways, also like the number, the way we perceive like numbers and everything. So there could also be like nonlinear thinkers, which that would be pretty crazy if you could somehow think non-linearly, and I'm talking about like in time or something like that.
Explosive mentality, you just get random thoughts that come up, just random.
Yeah, and so if you have like a non-linear view of your own life, right, at the same time and then not at the same time, you would like experience different segments in your life and you would kind of like travel between them basically as like your thoughts evolve, and then that's how you would live. So you would kind of be immortal, but not really, because you would still die, but you would only live. What?
Would you just be experiencing time in a different manner, essentially?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that could be another thing, too. Like, they could also just experience time differently. Like,
they just exist in, like, I don't want to say exist in a higher dimensional plane, because, like, they need to exist here for us to even fucking observe them, as far as I
know. Yeah.
I mean, like, that's not necessarily true either, though. There are people that do theorize that there are multiple dimensions and that there could be slight deviations from the other dimensions into us.
There was a bunch of scientists who, I guess, found some evidence in Antarctica of, like, things moving in the opposite, like, some kind of particle moving in the opposite direction that it should, that makes them think, like, they might be coming from the future, and, like, some tachyon shit, backwards in time type shit. But,
yeah.
What I was going to say is just regarding, like, traveling with, like, different biologies and all that, and, like, the movement and all. What if there is, like, some species out there that's, like, a Thargoid type thing? And that's, like, that's from this fictional universe, but it's, like, a Thargoid is, like, it's essentially, like, they are, like, the species themselves, like, are a space vessel. Like, it's, like, they are vacuum breathers in their own... The way their own body moves is by gravity manipulation. So, like, essentially, like, they are a physical warp drive, or just the way that, like, they just have this other dimensional fucking other dimension. I know a lot of my hand movements don't help, but a lot of, like, this other fucking dimension of movement, you know, that we just don't perceive. And that's the whole thing. I think what you were saying with, like the linear time kind of thing of, like, we don't see time as a physical dimension. We just kind of move through it. But if they're, like, if they're some being that does view time as a physical dimension and can manipulate it in a physical way, like the fucking bookshelf at the end of Interstellar or some shit, you know?
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Something like that makes more sense than that.
What is it? It's like, you can technically see, right? I mean, just think of, what is it? The shadow that a 3D object has, like, your shadow. That's like a 2D representation of yourself, right? And so, and then also if you draw like a 3D cube on just a page or whatever, a digital notebook, whatever, that's like the third dimension being represented in two dimensions. And so then we know what's a fourth dimensional cube looks like, three dimensions. And I think it's called Tesseract. Yeah, I think
cube is like constantly folding inside of itself, kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that is how the cube looks like in the third dimension from the fourth dimension. So yeah, I mean, there is, I would say there's definitely like, yeah, probably higher dimensions or whatever. But I mean, the other thing, another evidence for it is it's just proven by math, I guess, but right, like in spaces and empty, there's constantly all these like particle, like virtual particle pairs that are forming. It's like an antiparticle and a particle that are just like forming in space constantly in the vacuum. Then they annihilate themselves. And so the thing is that like the particle pair forms spontaneously out of nothing, but it uses the energy from the explosion it creates in the future to create itself. And so that's kind of like a method of like dimensional skipping, right? And so yeah.
Wow, I don't have the math for so much of that. Like when you were talking about like when you first got into like linear thinking and all that, and I was just like, dude, the, like it, just such a higher level of understanding of concept than I have.
Watch the movie The Arrival or Arrival. That's an amazing movie.
With linear thinking.
Where, yeah.
Oh, I got. I do. I have to. I haven't seen it, but I have to. I
know. It's really good. It's really good.
Yeah. It's about that basically. What we're talking about.
This makes me think. We had the class that we had together, Daniel. That was like the FMP 300. Like the
301. Yes.
Okay. So that was the one that was like our teacher was that blonde lady with the glasses, right? And wasn't there one day where they were like going through what everyone's favorite movie was, and you, me, and some other guy were in a row, and we all said the same movie first, and it was
I think Interstellar.
Must have probably was.
Yeah, I think so. That or Arrival. I think at that time I probably saw Arrival, yeah. Yeah.
Then it wouldn't have been his favorite movie, because he hasn't seen it.
Oh, it's true, yeah, no, Interstellar. I think it was Interstellar then. Yeah, you're right.
Without that then. The Arrival came out, what, 2017? 2018?
Yeah.
2017, I think.
Yeah.
One of those two, yeah.
It was Interstellar.
Another question. We'll start with Dalton on this one. What's your favorite alien horror movie? Or alien-based horror movie?
Like, actual horror movie or just alien movie in general? Because those are two different things.
The horror movie, like, specifically. Some, like Alien, Dark Skies, weird ones along those lines.
Personally, the one movie that always fucks me up is Signs.
The Shyamalan one? Yeah.
Yeah, with Mel Gibson. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's all going so good, and then they're showing that little, like, kid's birthday party, and then he, like, walks out from the shrub, and it's just like, da-da-da, like, yeah, bad times.
Joaquin Phoenix was in that, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, back when he was hot.
Yeah, back before he did Gladiator, and just everyone thought he was creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was, like, the same age as the little boy, I think, when that movie came out. And I remember when I was younger, I had such a big crush on the little kid, like the boy that was in that movie. And then as I got older, I thought Joaquin Phoenix was hotter. And now as I'm like older, I look back and I'm like, wow, none of the people in this movie are like.
Oh, good. Yeah. That was funny. Yeah, and I remember that movie scared me a lot, especially when the alien came out. I was just like, I couldn't even look at the screen. I was like hiding.
Yeah, that was the first horror movie I ever saw in my entire life. That was the very first one. I was going to say, I think Mel Gibson's performance is very underrated in that movie.
Oh, yeah. That was before he went crazy.
It was before he went crazy.
When I first watched that, I remember, like, my mom had to go to the bathroom, like, walk me to the bathroom because I was afraid because the hallway was dark and the door was, like, closed, and I was afraid to, like, open the door by myself. So she, like, walked down there with me. And then I didn't watch that movie for, like, a number of years. And then when I was, like, a sophomore in high school, I decided to watch it again. Before school one night, and when I woke up the next morning and I was going to school, I was like walking, and a long way walk, I would walk like this path that was in between kind of the freeway and like main roads at the time. And I remember like it was like 6 o'clock, really dark, and I'm walking and nobody's with me or anything, when I come up to this bush, and out of nowhere, like the bush kind of started making noise and like shaking, and I immediately was just like, well, this is it. I'm meeting an alien. They know I know. And
this is it. It's been a good life.
And there was a homeless man.
Through your regrets in your head, like, yeah, not this.
Honestly, there was a homeless man sleeping like next to the bush, and he had like moved and shook the bush. And so I just like walked as fast as I could away from it, and I just like.
That's potentially scarier.
It was really scary. I was fine. I made it.
Wow. I want to rewatch that movie, damn.
My story is, I have all two side stories. It just reminded me, you were talking about horror movies. My first horror movie that I ever saw was The Ring. And that was really scary just because afterwards, my parents like left the room or whatever. And my older brother like called the home phone and I picked it up. And then he mimicked the thing from the movie like 7 days.
Hell,
and I was
yeah.
so scared. I was like, I'm gonna die. I was just terrified for all those days. Even though my parents afterwards told me it was a joke, and I was like, oh, but then I didn't die, obviously. And then the first alien horror movie I saw, well, not really horror at all. Actually, it's not horror at all. It's just, it scared me just for the thought of it. But it was, I think it was War of the Worlds. Just like the aliens coming out and like death rain people. And I was like, oh my God, what if they did that? Like, what would I do? And yeah, that just like scared me just the thought of it, really.
See, that movie had too many robots for me to be afraid of it. So I was like, no, that's not aliens. That's just robots. They
well,
look
they were
like
all that, the time robots.
Yeah. They had like planted here 1,000 years ago or something like that.
What about you, Ivan Kelly? Let me go to Joey.
What was the one? Is it Encounters of the
Fourth Kind?
There was the 70s one with Dreyfus, which was Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and then there's the horror movie one with Mila Jovovich, which was the Fourth Kind.
Is that the one where it's the lady that like her husband gets stabbed in the middle of the night? Or
that's the Fourth Kind.
Yeah, that with one. The owls.
Yeah, the owls are fucked up.
Yeah, the owls are freaky.
I didn't like how they tried to make it seem like all the testimony in that movie was real when it was all like that they just combined bullshit found footage with like actual movie footage, you know? It was just...
Right, yeah. Like so
there is actually a woman from Alaska that is missing her daughter.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it comes from something.
The names are all fake, though.
Testimonial was in poor taste.
Yeah, I remember that movie. I like that movie.
Kelly, are you trying to
You were giving me questions about movies that I've seen with the aliens, so I don't remember names, but I remember like who's in them.
Can you
describe it?
I already know the answer to the question though. Like the scariest movie with aliens in it is Aliens by far. Not Aliens, but Science. Science is the one that's killed me. Like I watched that I think when I was like 10.
Oh,
you should never watch that movie, even if you're 20. It sucks, and honestly, okay. Like, when I was, and it destroyed me. Like it's one of the main reasons I'm so neurotic. When I watched that movie, no shit, I almost would not go to sleep without a bat and water next to me.
Wow.
And water.
I had a whole plan in my
head. You could dump it on.
I was gonna splash the bat and then swing. Like that was gonna help. I know. An alien.
So. When I lived with Zach, he used to make fun of me all the time, and he would do the little girl's voice and be like, "It's contaminated," because I always leave like this much drink left in all of my cups, just like I don't know why, I just do. And so he would always like do that. It's contaminated. So I feel that. Shit. I feel that on a personal level that you don't even know.
Right, it just sits with daughter, right? Like after you watch Signs, it's a part of your identity.
They had so many fucking cups, though. What the fuck? How do they have so many cups?
I think it also has to do with, like, the age all of us were at when that movie was really popular.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I will say,
like, 3 and 6.
I will say, a little off topic, the best alien movie I've ever seen is The Phoenix Incident. And the reason I say that is because every single one of, like the top-tier voice actors you can think of, like, the main 4 actors are those people. Like, you got Travis Willingham, Troy Baker.
That's the one you watched with me, right?
Gary Lindahl. It's a trip from start to finish. It's the best. I love that movie.
It's like a found footage movie.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He was, like, vibrating the whole time we were watching it, just so you know. We were sitting on the couch, and, like, he's just like...
It was so good, and, like, say whatever you want about like the film and like you know how it's written and like how it was directed and acted and everything. Like
nah, he saw who was in it. And he was like,
"It was a treat." I love that movie. If any of those people are listening to this for whatever reason, props to you. It was awesome.
For for those listening that don't know, Kelly would prefer to be a voice actor over anything in the world, so.
A million times.
Daniel, you still have that Pokemon stealing children's souls, right?
Yeah, I still have it.
You gotta let Joey see that.
We'll read it on stream again.
So I own a book that goes into the deep inner workings of the Christian mindset towards Pokemon. Converting children's souls to the devil.
And it shows all of them, with descriptions of how, this ever relates to demons and stuff.
It is our generation of Pokemon.
I could talk for hours about how many things people think is, this is taking God away from our children that just make no sense. I could go on.
Yeah. You got it.
This is going to be talking about the monster can.
Yeah. This is the sign of the devil.
Yeah, and she's like, you turn it upside down, 666, and the devil laughs. And you're like, you need medication.
If you separate these lines right here, each individual one in Hebrew is a 6. That's the sign of the devil.
You think the Illuminati is out there, we need an energy drink.
No, you know who's really fucking out there looking for energy drinks? The Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. Those motherfuckers put tabs on your ass. I got real stale mail, physical, real paper in the mail after we did a fucking episode on those guys.
Wait, so you guys made an episode on them and they sent you mail?
Me, yeah. I read from their website and we made fun of their entire website for 45 minutes, and I received actual paper mail from them.
To join.
Oh my god.
Oh, to join? Oh, I thought they were just like, you guys need to stop talking.
No, even worse. No. They were like, you want to be a part of us? Here we go. Because I didn't sign up for any bullshit. I didn't give them my fucking address.
In their defense, they heard about our interest about their sword.
Yeah, well, their sword did sound really interesting. But it wasn't even a sword. It was a fucking dagger.
By the sword.
Right?
Yeah.
What are they, Peter Pan? What?
Yeah. It was bullshit.
It's a threat, dude.
Like, it's a long that sounds like Scientology. Like how they blackmail you.
Like Scientology with a lot less money.
You know Scientology, but more magic.
The Scientology
blackmail
the South Park guys when they made their episode about it. And they couldn't, they tailed them for months, and they were just like, oh, they're just normal guys who happen to make this fucking weird-ass TV show. Like, they couldn't really find anything to blackmail them with, because anything that they do that's weird, they probably joke about publicly.
You can imagine it's really hard to blackmail the South Park guys.
The South Park guys went to the Oscars in dresses and tripping on acid. They don't give a fuck.
After their first season, because they made a movie after the first season, because they thought there was no way they were going to get renewed, and their movie fucking got nominated for an Oscar, and they showed up on acid in dresses, and they didn't, anytime someone asked about it, they just went right past the question. They just went, why are you guys wearing dresses? And they're like, well, it's a lovely evening, I think we're just really happy to be here.
If you haven't seen Basketball or Orgasmo, you need to go watch that, or Team America.
Yeah.
Team America is pretty good,
Team America.
Orgasmo is on Netflix. It's hilarious. You gotta watch it. It's about this, he's either Mormon or Christian or something like that, and he has to start making porn, and it's so funny.
The South Park movie itself is wild enough, where Saddam Hussein is gay with
Satan. Yeah. And they eventually they come up and everything.
Yeah, and then the Canadians try to take over the fucking earth.
Yeah.
Or they just blame it on the Canadians. And they go
in Canada.
That song was nominated for an Oscar. That's the one.
Yeah.
The song literally about blaming your problems on Canada.
And this is Daniel. Goodbye. Resident scientist. How you doing? Have a good day.
Unless you guys have any other questions, comments, or concerns.
Always concerns.
Always concerns.
Always concerns.
About it, though.
All right. Well, my name's Dalton.
I'm Ivy.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Joey.
And Daniel's already gone, so, if you want to see more of him, go follow all of our social media. We are on Instagram and Facebook and all those fun things, Reddit and Tumblr. I mean, if you imagine it, we're probably on it. And if not, go ahead and
suggest. If you find my Tumblr, you get $50 if you find my fucking Tumblr.
The Boo Boys have a Tumblr.
Oh, we do?
We have a Tumblr?
Yeah. Oh, like I just said, we have pretty much every social media aspect that you can think of, and if we don't have it, email me and I will make it for you specifically.
The aliens are part of the tunnels under Central Park that President Trump is building to save the children, okay? So...
Sure.
Don't yeah. It
no, I'm keeping it. 100%.
Please. Okay. Me making fun of the Q people.
All right. Well, bye.
Bye.
Bye.